Next is a progress note for Dale Hitchcock, HITCHCOCK, place of the Pines of Burton Memory Care South. Date was May 9, 2022. New paragraph, Mr. Hitchcock was seen regarding COPD, comma, history of pulmonary embolism, and anxiety. New paragraph, history of the fast place, he's become more anxious lately, period. He does have dementia, but he can verbalize, period. He did not have any physical complaints, period. He states his asthma and COPD are stable and denies any excessive dyspnea, period. However, he is on oxygen and mobility is limited and he walks with a walker, period. He was in the hospital recently with pneumonia, period. In the past, he's had a deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism, period. He denies any new physical complaints. Review the system is negative for headache, chest pain, dyspnea at rest, but he gets dyspnea easily with exertion, abdominal pain, nausea, diarrhea, bleeding, or dysuria period. He does have urinary incontinence. An examination, he was not acutely distressed, pulse 56, blood pressure 141 over 78, temperature 98.1, respiratory 16, O2 saturation 90%, head and neck was unremarkable, all mucosa normal. Lungs had diminished breath sounds, but no wheezes or crackles. Cardiovascular normal, S1, S2. No S3, no S4, no murmur, no gout. Abdomen soft and non-tender. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Hitchcock has COPD. Can he breathe a one spray daily, period? He has full air available if needed, PRN, by inhaler, period. Two, he has history of DVT and pulmonary emboli, and he can eat Eliquis with 5 milligrams CID. Three, he has history of depression, which seems stable period. He's a bit anxious, and will add Xanax 0.25 milligrams every 12 hours as needed period. He had been on that in the past, and they stopped it recently in the hospital, but the staff feels he needs it and gets apprehensive and is doing better with it period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.